Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I'm glad to be back. I've had a little trouble the last month or so with sickness. And we're still recovering, thanks to God. This morning, I want to go to a passage of Scripture of which my pastor, Gene Scott, for 30 years taught every year on this passage. It was important to him because it's important to God's church, to the people who belong to the Lord, to hear that we might be encouraged. Open your Bibles to Psalm 84. This is a compass for God's people on our journey of faith. And verse 5 says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways," if you have a King James Bible like mine, it says, "are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God." It's important that we might have the understanding of this passage. Go back to the fifth verse. Blessed. Circle that word. Underline it. Do whatever you want. Write in your Bible. The word is Asher. And it describes a state of being. There's no change. It's a constant state, not part time. It means other passages will translate this word Asher as envied or happy. There's another psalm that says, "Happy people whose God is the Lord." If we went to the Septuagint, it says the word is privileged recipient of God's favor. Blessed, Asher, is the man. Circle that word, the man. This is specific. It's not every man. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways, again, as I said, added by the translators, whose ways are the ways of them. No. The literal is, whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, God. Who, passing through the valley of Baca, and Baca means weeping. This man is the blessed. Blessed is the man. He's on a journey, or she's on a journey, on this journey of faith. And it says, while on this journey, they're passing through the valley of weeping. Oh, that I might effectively communicate this to the people who belong to the Lord, that is, the church. We're on a journey. This world is not our home. Christianity has no destination in this world. We are on a journey, and while on this journey, there will be valleys of weeping. Don't ask me why, and don't ask the cause of the valley. The cause is irrelevant. They're part of the journey. But underline in the sixth verse, passing through the valley of weeping does not describe the depth, does not describe the length of the valley, does not describe the valley itself. Whatever we might encounter as a valley of weeping, whether it be what's prominent in my case, sickness, what might be prominent in yours might be, and I'm not excluding myself, might be sin, might be financial, might be a myriad of things that are in conflict with many of the promises of God. But here's the promise: who, passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. As we are passing through our valley, we have the opportunity to make a well, a place of refreshment for others that may follow, wherein they might be refreshed and encouraged and strengthened in the Lord. It says, the rain also filleth the pool. Look, there's already a well. And the literal of this translation, the rain filleth the pools, is the rain covereth the pools. They're already pools. We've left something on this journey for those who might follow. It says, they go from strength to strength. So the fifth verse says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. And one might think that these are the same words in the Hebrew, but they're not. In the fifth verse, the Hebrew word translated strength is uzi. Get a picture in your mind. You know, that rapid fire gun. But in the seventh verse, it says, of this blessed man on his journey, blessed men, they go from strength to strength. This word is in the Hebrew, kail. They go from kail to kail. It's a force. It's continuing. It's substance. It's war by man. It's an army. I'd much rather have an army than just a gun. How about you? It says in the eighth verse, oh, Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. There is one who hears, and he is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He's in control of everything. And he hears our prayer. And he knows what we have need of. And our care is his constant concern. But listen to the rest. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, think on that. It doesn't say, O Lord God of Israel, that is, prince who has power with God, or God governed. It says, O Lord God of Jacob, heel catcher, supplanter, I want it my way. It doesn't describe a man or a woman who is doing it all right. It describes a sinner like me and like you. And it gives me, this name gives me, and I hope it gives you, hope as we are on this journey of faith. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon thine, the face of thine anointed. Anointed, Hebrew word, Mashiach. Mashiach is that name given to Jesus, the Christ, the anointed, and it has relationship to this blessed man. Our Father and His Son Jesus Christ has called us unto Him to be with Him throughout eternity. That's where the journey is leading. That is the destination. And the psalmist says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. He says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We're not always going to be in this flesh, but by His grace, through His Spirit, we shall put on immortality. We shall put on incorruption. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The sun, it keeps everything in order. The shield, that's the protection. But God has the right to move it side to side where in valleys might come. The Lord will give grace, unmerited favor, and glory, the only glory that we seek is that which the apostles said we beheld His glory, that is, Jesus Christ. That passage in Psalm 3, it says, God is a shield about us, our glory, and the lifter up of our head. It says, no good will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, this word, uprightly, it's a word in the Hebrew related to those elements that the priests, the Levites, had called the Urim and Thummim, and as the Israelites were on their journey in the wilderness, they would seek probably stones called the Urim, the Urim and the Thummim. Folks, it relates to God's word. Those who walk in the word. Jesus said, "Thy word of God, thy word is truth." And whether we see it or not, God's word declares it. Blessed men go through, pass through valleys of weeping. We have the opportunity. Those who are in this state of being, which has no change. It's not dependent upon circumstance, but we look to God's word and His promises. The passage ends, "O Lord God of hosts, O Lord of hosts." Again, the one, our God, who is in control of everything. O Lord of hosts, blessed Asher is the man that King James says that trusteth in thee. This is a participial word. It is better translated, blessed is the man that is trusting in thee. Blessed is the man that is faithing in thee. Blessed is the man that is grabbing hold of God promises, acting in faith. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee. Where does this blessed state of being come from? The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And in the book of Ephesians, in that first chapter, in that fourth verse, it says, accordingly, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. It says, according as He has chosen, ex electos. It's a three-part word. Log is the root, and it is to choose by speaking. Ek is the prefix, already done. Already done. God, by speaking, chose out, and the suffix puts this word in the middle voice. We don't have that part of language in English, but it is in the Greek, and it tells us why the actor is acting, and it tells us he's acting for himself. It says that in times past, God chose by speaking us out from among those he did not choose, and he chose us for himself in Christ. Before the foundation of the world. That's where this state of being comes from. From God, who chose us for himself. Let these words come into your heart and into your mind as we continue on this journey of faith. I'd like to leave you one last thing. It says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways. This word, Hebrew, in the Hebrew, ways, this is a word from the root of will, as in last will and testament. No one else can change that will. It's settled. His way is what we choose, and we do it with freedom. To choose not my way, but your way, Lord. Oh, Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who is trusting in thee. If this message is affecting and encouraging you, I would encourage you to go to thegodschool.com, click on the comment section, and let me know. For as my intention is to encourage you, I ask that you also encourage this teacher. And that's the God School for today.